Laura Solaire reporting for FFA Today, announcing the 2019-2020 National FFA Vice President representing the Southern Region, Yomar Roman. What are you feeling right now?
Very excited and proud to serve as a national officer this year.
Could you just tell us, why did you want to get involved?
I get involved into the FFA and also as a national officer because sometimes in my life I have those moments that were very bad. You know, I've been bullying and yelling about people, screaming at me. And the only thing that I have was my friend from the FFA, my advisor. I want to give back to the FFA and to the students what I have been given. I want to tell them, hey, I believe in you. Hey, you can, you will. Yomar Roman Negron from Puerto Rico is fighting for you.
What do you want to get out of this year?
That the students remember Yomar Roman, not the national officer. Because they must remember that I'm a student. I'm a teenager like them. So I have fear, weakness, but I also are full of love. People around me who are proud of me, who help me. So I want them that every time they have a goal or a dream and they think they're not going to make it, think about Yomar Roman that four years ago was a freshman in high school and didn't believe that he could be a national officer. And today, he made that dream. He made it possible. So if I can, they will.
Did you have any motivations along the way?
The past national officers, my dad, my advisor, people who have been telling you're not going to make it. You don't have what it takes. And it's real. That's why we prepare. That's why we take classes. That we go interviews. We read. We prepare for that. How can I say I'm going to be the best national officer if I've never been a national officer?
Tell me a little bit about your career path.
Well, I come from a background of agriculture. I raised pigs with my dad in Puerto Rico, Atillo, my hometown. When I was a little, I hate pigs and working in the farm because every time that my friends say, hey, this vacation, can I go to Disney or Italy? What are you going to do, Yomar? Work with the pigs. And one day, my advisor in the FFA teach me how proud I have to feel to be called a farmer. That every day, Puerto Ricans have fresh meat from pork, by the sacrifice of my dad. And I'm proud of that. So that's my back. You know, my history was not very good in agriculture. The FFA make me feel proud of that. Like work in my past.
Who has helped motivate you along the way?
My advisor. My advisor was, she wants to study agriculture. And his dad and family say, hey, agriculture is just for men. Go to be a teacher or a secretary. My advisor say, hey, I don't care if agriculture is for women. I'm going to be a farmer. I want to be an ag teacher. That's what I be, because that's what I want. And I will. I believe in myself. So I see my teacher as inspiration because he didn't let the opinions of people around him control their decision. She take their own decision.
So do you have any advice for the 700,000 plus members associated with the FFA?
For those FFA who are hearing this, I'm going to tell you your biggest enemy is yourself. You're the only one who can stop you. You're the only one who put limits to your ideas, to your dreams, to your goals, or to the hardest decisions that are going to change your life. Believe in you. Don't wait for someone to tell you how proud he is for you or how much he loves you. Love yourself. Feel proud of you. How you are, how you think, how you are, how do you dress. If you're different, if people say you're different, hey, that's okay because you're unique. Always be proud of you. Always believe in you. Always love yourself.
Congratulations again to the 2019-2020 National FFA Vice President representing the Southern Region, Yomar Roman. This is Carissa Lair reporting for FFA Today.